joined now. We actually have some extra time, perhaps, with you, Natalie Draper, the director of library services for the city of Northfield. Lovely to see you again.
Lovely to see you too.
How you doing?
Again for having me on.
Yeah, we always like great. It when you come in and say hi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I will say, I do not see a visual aid today. I'm a little bummed by that.
I have a visual aid.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yay!
Sort of.
I didn't see like a book or like a toy or something.
She,
you know?
She's got a flyer.
Okay. That's all good. Right. I'll take it.
We'll take the flyer. Yep. All right. So we have much to discuss, so we should maybe start with what's actually going to go on at the library right now.
Start with all the fun stuff that's happening in March. March is wild. You get like a early blizzard, and then you're like looking at spring break,
right?
Coming up. So,
and by the end of the month, they're playing baseball.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Me too.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
So we've got some things to kind of gear us up for spring. We've got some things to keep you busy during spring break. We have kind of an announcement related to Carleton spring break, which is when our drop-in homework help takes a quick break in March when Carleton's on break. So that homework help is happening this weekend. It is Saturdays. Typically, it's Saturdays and Sundays during Carleton's regular schedule because we are reliant on our student workers, and they do a great job with that. We've had quite a few kids dropping in for that on the weekends, so I think that's been working out for folks. But it's 10 a.m. on Saturdays and 2 p.m. on Sundays.
Okay.
So come on in. You can read if you want to practice your reading, if you want to work on your English skills, any homework help, they're there to help out.
That's
with that.
Fantastic.
So they're really wonderful.
Has that been a popular program? I mean,
it has been, especially once we shifted to the weekends. I think people were maybe getting their needs met elsewhere during the week after school, but the weekends were sort of a gap, and so that's the place where we've been able to.
When I was in high school, I really would have been happy to go in there and ask someone for help in chemistry.
Right. And oh my gosh!
Chemistry is the only class that I almost failed in high school. I mean, I just did. I still don't understand covalent bonds.
I actually did fail chemistry.
That's why we're such good friends, Natalie. That's it, right?
Like, there's no chemistry requirement for library school. So.
You failed chemistry, but look at you now.
And, right, it's right? proof that you still turn out okay. Honestly.
All right.
But now everybody knows that. Oh my gosh.
I failed anatomy and physiology in college, so it's like, anyway. What's next?
Next up, we have, this is really neat. So this is a part of a grant that we got, the Latino Poetry Places We Call Home, which is a major public humanities initiative. This is taking place across the country last year and this year, directed by Library of America and funded with generous support from the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Okay.
It's a federal agency. And Emerson Collective.
Are you sure? Sorry.
No comment. This is the Osiris Gomez Poetry Workshop, and we're having this at Greenville Park.
Awesome.
Yeah. So this is 6:30 on this coming Thursday, March 13th.
Okay.
Osiris Gomez is a University of Minnesota Spanish and Portuguese Studies professor. And he'll be hosting a poetry reading and writing workshop. The participants will engage in a poetry reading and interpretation experience that includes co-writing a new version of a selected poem.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, so join us. This is in partnership with Greenville Park Elementary School and the Northfield Community School.
That's really cool.
Isn't that exciting?
That's awesome.
Yes.
What else? What's next?
We're getting ready for spring, right?
Spring
Sweet Seeds Swap. Wow, that was actually really hard to say.
Spring Seed Swap?
Spring Seed Swap.
All right.
With Just Food Co-op.
Oh.
We partnered with the co-op on this. They reached out and asked if we could team up and host a seed swap at the library. So all gardeners, would-be and experienced, swap seeds and hear from master gardeners at this event. You can drop off seeds from 11 to 12 and pick up new seeds from 12 to 1.
That's a great place. I mean, what? Show me a place that's sunnier in Northfield than the atrium at the library.
I know. That's really going to get you in the mood to do some planting.
Exactly. That's brilliant. Is the you could even get the house band to come in and ring some bells at the same time. That would be fantastic.
Are you, if you're listening, Northfield Public Library house band.
Is the bell choir.
Come on out.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get some bells for this. That's a good idea. That is March 15th. That's a Saturday. And so they've asked that you please bring your seeds in the original package so that others can take a photo of the package when they select your seeds for their garden.
Yeah.
Don't bring seeds that are older than a year because I think they don't actually keep forever.
They don't work. Okay. Right.
So.
All right.
That's
very good.
Exciting. We have lots of things on the calendar for youth during spring break. So just take a look at that to see lots of things to keep kids of all ages busy. We also have coming up the movie night at the Grand this month. Hmm. Do you know what the movie is, Rich?
Well, last month it was Star Wars, which was pretty good. Is it Field of Dreams?
It's not Field of Dreams. What? It's not Field of Dreams. I will say if I would call this a cup of ambition.
Okay. Oh, it's 9 to 5. Very good.
I like that. That's real sneaky. I like how she got that in there.
Make you guess the movie, right?
The thing is that for some people, that's a really obscure thing. I probably heard 9 to 5 three times last week.
I mean, I just watched that movie like a week ago.
I did too. Again. Not oh, well, yeah. like about a I month do. Ago, I finally watched
it. I feel like this should be a dress-up opportunity.
This is a movie that holds up. Like a lot of movies, especially from the early 80s, don't hold up at all. Like you could right. never make those movies.
Yeah.
9 to 5. Oh, I'm surprised they haven't remade it. So.
Oh, kind of hope they don't. Sometimes they.
I know, but you know how it goes.
I mean, I know. The reboots.
That's a great movie.
Oh, it's so good. So starring folks, if you don't know, Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Girl. Yep. Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin with a stellar cast. Mm. 9 to 5. So classic movie at the Grand, Monday, March 17th. Come and get some dinner first and then stick around for the film.
I know what I'm doing Monday, March
17th. And featuring the classic 80s movie villain, Dabney Coleman.
Oh my gosh, right.
Right.
There was a great article on him when he passed.
He passed away,
right?
And
that was his, or about... Look that one up, folks.
Right. And a fun fact, that song, 9 to 5, the that sound was Dolly's nail file. That's how she came up with that.
Oh.
Yeah.
She was just sitting there filing her nails when they were creating the song. She's like, wait a minute. I like that sound. That's how they came up with it. So there you go.
Let's just sit here for the next 15 minutes talking about Dolly.
I could talk all day about the movies that you show at the convention. But speaking of Culture Crew, that is a Culture Crew partnership between the library, the History Center, and Arts Guild. We have another program this month, in the same week, in fact, March 20th. At 7 o'clock at the Armory down in the Lowdown.
Yeah, okay. The Lowdown. I can never remember if it's the Lowdown or the Down Low. And these are dear friends of mine who own that place.
So in the Lowdown, they have this fabulous tiki bar set up down there. It's so fun.
It's great.
It's so cool.
If you've never been to the tiki bar at the Armory, you are doing yourself a disservice.
It's the best kept secret. So they are kindly hosting us to do a story hour. So kind of moth style with a twist. Story hour. We'll have folks storytelling. Oliver Casillas is one of our storytellers this month. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Nice.
And the theme is Fresh Start. So again, kind of spring themed. Mm-hmm. So join us for some beverages, for some storytelling, for some community in a really
awesome.
Cool space.
Awesome.
Thanks to the Grand and the Armory for hosting us.
Yeah, John and Liz Reppe, you're two of the greatest hosts you're ever going to come across too. John especially is just, John is best friends with everybody he meets. He's just a fantastic dude. All right.
I feel like there's a subtle theme through this, which is like awesome community partners that I kind of want to like just call out and say like a lot of what we do is possible because Northfield's just kind of great and likes to work together. So we just had, I don't know if you saw this, we had the Potato Derby. I think it was last weekend.
No, I missed it.
It's sort of like, you know, the cars that go down. What was the Boy Scout thing?
The Pinewood Derby.
Thank you. I won
the Pinewood Derby
really?
Three times, man. I was, yeah. Anyway.
Well, you would have been probably had a blast at the Potato Derby, but our friends at the physics department at St. Olaf helped out with this one. They're fantastic. And we had like, I can't remember how many racers we had, but we had like 60 people almost all together squeezed into the Monday room watching kids race potatoes. And there was a Barbie themed potato racer.
I saw a picture of that one. That was fantastic.
The winner circle were perfection. So, but also like one, thanks St. Olaf. Also two, thanks Family Fair for donating the potatoes.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just, it, What a great team.
We love our town.
It's a great place.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so what else going on? Anything, or do you want to talk about what you did yesterday?
I'll talk about what I've been working on lately.
Yeah, okay.
What I did yesterday and a couple weeks ago. Like yeah. Our legislative day just happened at the Capitol. That was a blast.
You've been spending a little time in St. Paul.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people have right now. You know, yeah. If you've got something that is sort of dependent on state funding, you know, we make our trip to the Capitol.
Right.
Arts Advocacy Day just happened. Library Legislative Day was, I think, 2 weeks ago now.
Okay.
And so we go up and we're in this was my first time doing this and it was really fun, but we're down in the vault, sort of like
right.
The basement of the Capitol. And we have tables set up with exhibits for all the just amazing things that the different kinds of libraries are doing, right?
Okay.
It's not just publics. It's like school libraries and special libraries and the college libraries. And talking about all the different ways that state funding benefits our local communities and our library
sure.
communities. Mm-hmm. So we're sharing all this information with folks who come through, just people who are wandering through the Capitol building and legislators all kind of mingling together in
this
space.
Awesome.
It's really fun.
That's really cool.
And then we take meetings we don't take meetings. We ask for meetings and the legislators take meetings.
Yeah.
So we met
with
Senator Bill Leske and had a really great conversation with him about, you know, how important legacy funding is to this community and how libraries do are big recipients of legacy funding and how we use that locally. Some of the ways that comes through here is so that the Latino cookbook thing that we talked about, mm-hmm. I think last month, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. is a legacy funded
okay.
initiative, right?
Okay.
So we're going to be putting out a cookbook that is a compilation of local Latino household recipes.
That's super cool.
Awesome. I'm so excited. We're going to have some cooking programs related to this. And that is thanks to legacy funding that we get through Selco.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's yeah, we are working a little bit more closely with the people who do El Super Barrio on Sunday nights, and Natalia Torres.
She works for us too.
Of course she does. Of course she does. She has been taking some of Logan's news stories and translating for us so we can post them in Spanish. And she, that was one of the stories that she translated. She thought people would want to know about that. So yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, no,
she's great.
She's one of our folks too. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could go on and on about legacy funding. There's another way that, and this is something that is kind of a really important ask for us this year. I mean, my visual aid is the list of Minnesota Library Association proposed bills and priorities, some of which don't even have bill numbers yet. But or authors, frankly. But the Minitech's operational funding.
Okay.
It's a big one. So, and this is one of those things that I feel like falls under that category of things that people here just kind of take for granted.
Yeah.
Because it works so well.
Yeah.
That you don't even notice it working.
Okay.
Until it's not.
Right.
So Minitech's does a lot of things. It is through the University of Minnesota. They supply, so MinLink is the state interlibrary loan.
Okay.
So we participate in resource sharing a couple ways here. We have MinLink that gets stuff moved all over the state. And Northfield, I will say, in our region, which is Selco, we are by far the heaviest user mm-hmm. of the Selco.
Are we?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you imagine that, Rich?
Shocking.
We're one of the heaviest borrowers through MinLink. Okay. So those are resources that are coming from the state. And we have one patron who has been at home for an extended period. Because of an illness
right.
and she's through home delivery, which we have, you know, dependent on volunteers to deliver stuff to folks.
Yep.
But a lot of her materials come through MinLink because she's ordering like great big Japanese art folios that are coming from the U. You know, right. And stuff that we couldn't possibly store.
Right.
Our library's a decent size, but it's not big enough for the collection that Northfield actually borrows. Right.
Yeah.
So we're very fortunate in how seamless, I think, interlibrary loan works around Minnesota. Mm. You don't have to wait a super long time for your materials. Mm-hmm. They come very quickly. And that isn't free, I'll say. So, and that they have not had a funding increase, I think, since like 2007.
Wow.
And they're looking, so I will say that Minitech's is also somewhat dependent on federal funding. So they're,
bum,
I think they're going to
bum.
Need maybe more support from this state to make up for what,
yeah.
you know, and not to catastrophize, yeah. but Anyway, so really supporting this state support.
You are providing the necessity and the importance. That's right. Yes,
it is.
Yes.
This is, but is I will say that for locally, it is a very high value that a lot of people may not realize how important that funding is.
Right.
Right.
That, I can attest to this too, okay, because I've utilized this system, yeah, and it is. It exceeded my expectations. Right. You know, like how quickly you can get that material. It's really impressive.
And when you add in the home delivery program that you guys have, yeah, I mean, there are plenty of people who aren't really able to get out of their house, sure, especially this time, yeah, of year.
Even if like, you know, Wednesday, whatever day this happened.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wednesday, and you're like, I'm afraid of, you know, yeah, getting out of my house.
I took a big spill last week and screwed up my leg, and I mean, I get it. This is fantastic. For what, sure, a great program.
So that, yes. So we get materials from other libraries in two different ways, right? We participate in resource sharing through our consortium, through Silco. Mm-hmm. And that gets you stuff from any other Silco library very quickly. It's usually like within 2 days. But MinLink's turnaround is almost as fast, if not as fast, and that's coming from outside of Silco region. So that, mm-hmm, could be coming from Duluth. It could, mm-hmm, be coming from, you know, mm-hmm, wherever, mm-hmm, right? St. Cloud.
And that's a couple super of,
it's,
cool.
It's slick. You'll say not every state has this.
Yeah.
And if you've kind of always lived here, you've probably always experienced like how great things are in Minnesota. I moved from the great state of Virginia, and I can tell you we did not have any kind of like collaborative resource sharing in this state.
Really?
No.
Really?
So, right. So we used OCLC to handle interlibrary loan. It was not quick. It was not cheap. It was not seamless. It, okay, was very like uneven. So having like, some states have really great network resource sharing. It's often going through like a big university system, I think. In Ohio, okay, Ohio Link is run out of, actually, I can't remember, so I won't, okay, even say. But
Ohio?
I can't remember. Sorry. But Ohio Link is one of those kind of similar systems to MinLink. Mm. So, and I think Illinois has something similar. Okay. So you've got some really robust resource sharing in different states, and that is coming from the states.
Okay.
So wow. It's just important to like emphasize that it's, yeah, not necessarily a guarantee, and if their funding isn't increased, that will probably directly threaten their ability to keep MinLink going.
What you're saying is that this is something Minnesotans probably take for granted,
yes,
and that in and of itself is a threat to the funding.
Exactly.
So educate yourself, folks.
Yeah, and I'm happy to answer any more questions about it, but if anybody wants to chat with me about it, come to their coffee conversation shortly this morning.
5 minutes.
In a few minutes. I can talk about some of the other funding priorities, but I would say that is really high level for us, that and renewing legacy funding. Okay. But that MinLink is Northfield. If you feel like calling a representative and letting them know how important it is to you, let me know if I can look up their numbers for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're happy to provide you with information.
Google Representative Christy Purcell and Senator Bill Lieske. Lieske. Yes. All right. Anything else?
I think that about covers it for me.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Thanks. We always love it when you come and hang out.
Yeah.
Appreciate
thank you so
the
much,
conversation
Natalie.
And the time.
Yeah. Thanks, of course.
I'll see you at 9 to 5.
Oh God,
I will
be
there.
Fun.
That's okay. I will be there. Yes.